Treatment plants are not designed for what's entering our water supply. This is Matt Staver with Freedom's Call. A special report published by Liberty Council Action documents how an estimated 30 to 40 tons of hazardous medical waste, including human remains, are being flushed into their water systems. The white paper entitled Abortion in Our Water, a special report, Chemical Home Abortions and the Disposition of Aborted Fetal Remains, provides a comprehensive analysis regarding the environmental impact of the abortion pill mifepristone and human fetal remains entering our water systems. The analysis comes from various studies and peer-reviewed research, petitions to the EPA, government documents, and interviews with water treatment experts. The report also calls on Congress and federal agencies to investigate the oversight failures related to the original and subsequent approvals of mifepristone. Stay informed at Liberty Council Action's website, abortioninourwater.org. That's abortioninourwater.org.